This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We got a lot to talk about today, don't we, ladies and gentlemen?
You got a 20-win ball club in baseball.
How about that?
Climbing up. I'm going to clap all morning. I hope they hate it.
Yeah. Who's going to hate it? The text line's going to hate it?
Who knows?
I don't care who hates it. Big day. Knicks got a nice win. Did you see the game last night, Mac? Did you watch the NBA? I did. I saw the Knicks win last night. Bob, I watched the game.
And Bob, you're a big NBA guy.
Blinds were closed.
Huge NBA guy.
Had the blinds closed.
Smart move on your part. Yeah.
Well, the problem is the blinds were closed when they were up 20.
Yeah, exactly. Celtics closed the blinds.
Celtics did close the blinds on that one last night. And I'm not going to lie, the Knicks go down 20. And so then I went inside and fixed some dinner. We got home late. And then the comeback started. I'm like, all right, I'm dialed in. And I didn't move. It was truly unbelievable to watch that comeback last night. And so it was a great win, but more importantly, a great loss by the Boston Celtics. Mm. Because a lot of times we talk about sports, right? And we're like, all right, who's at fault for the loss? And we never credit who wins. But is last night one of those games that the Celtics lost or the Knicks won that game last night? Because I can make the case it was a game that the Celtics absolutely blew. That Bobby Mitola coach for the Celtics sucks. This whole coach in the NBA stuff.
Take your medicine.
I mean, you're missing 45 threes. But let's continue to shoot because the nerds tell us to, and that's the way to do it. We're going to shoot ourselves out of this shooting slump.
Frustrating.
Being up 20, you went 6 of 26 from the three-point line the rest of the way. But by all means, keep shooting the three-point shot. Keep doing that. Coaching. Take a timeout. Get the ball inside. Let's do some layups here. It's not working.
You live and die by it.
You do, which is stupid.
By the way, the sun comes up earlier, so I'm going to open up the blinds a little bit for everybody.
Yeah. Fantastic defender in Holiday.
Now the switch. Brunson at three. Kicks by three after trailing by 20.
And he can also draw a foul.
That's a three. Got another one. He is a machine.
Player over.
The spin-off Holiday. Inside he goes. Outside in. And Obi three. Good. Shot clock at six. Now over Robinson, three, no! Rebound right through his hands, picked up by McBride!
Little dribble handoff here.
Towns, Brunson up for the lead!
No! Oh, man!
It's off to Tatum. The defense was there. We have got overtime send.
Oh, what a steal by Bridges!
In a congested corner, he somehow dug it out. Inside, Ananobi, the cut, and the jam, and the foul. Tatum is there. In the corner, Bridges, three, bullseye. Mm. It's a six-point New York lead in overtime.
And move.
on the fly. Another miss. Whoa, and tipped in by Towns. Pulled down by Holiday. It's out to Brown. He's open from three. Got it.
That's the one he hit.
It's the off one to Brown. He hit. Bridge is there. They hold it. They drop ball. It's over. The Knicks have won.
What a game. What an entertaining game. What a very, very entertaining.
I mean, it was. Entertaining is the way to put it, man. It really was.
And we had our NBA expert.
From a historical perspective, from a meaningful standpoint, from a branding standpoint for the NBA, like, this is a great series for the NBA. It should do some really good ratings. I mean,
I think this will be the least entertaining basketball series of the four. I mean, just the discrepancy. It's not arrogance. No, it's not arrogance. I haven't even said anything.
You just did. You mean you haven't said anything? You just go, I think this is going to be the worst series
of the
four.
Entertaining basketball series of the four. But I think there's reasons for it. I don't think that's arrogance. I don't think that's nothing.
Okay, so explain why.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, you could ask why. I think the Celtics are the second best team in the NBA, if not the first. So right there.
Who would else be better?
Thunder. I think it'd be Thunder, Celtics, and then like Cavs, and then like Nuggets-ish. I just think the basketball will be better. The games will be closer. It'll go seven games. I get you, though, from a marketing standpoint, no question.
All of the pressure is on Boston.
100%.
And sometimes I like going into these series as underdogs. You've got an opportunity for a team that are the Knicks to play free and clear. There's zero pressure on them at all. Nobody thinks they're going to win. Go out there and have some fun playing basketball. And sometimes not having that pressure on you makes you play better. Boston's playing with a really, really tight sphincter in this one because they're supposed to win. They're supposed to crush the Knicks.
Yes.
Everybody thinks they're one of the best teams. Like, everybody's already penciled them in to the NBA Finals, right?
So our NBA insider, Bob Fesco.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Like I've done this before.
God. Watch this one game all year and nails it. Tight sphincter, no pressure, should be great, should be entertaining because it's the historic Boston Knicks franchise. Floor's yours, guys. I'm just here to be the judge.
It gave us everything we wanted in a sporting event last night, and I'm always very cautious to talk NBA or NHL because it's such a niche sport, but this time of the year, it's the playoffs, and it's not about what the game is. It's not about the NBA. It's not about the NHL. It's about what's going to give me a great event. What's going to give me something fun to watch? What's going to captivate me? And if you were not captivated last night by the Knicks and Celtics, then I don't know what to tell you because I am, again, not a basketball fan. I don't even care about the NCAA tournament most years, right? And I'm watching that game last night, and I could feel the butterflies. I'm getting nervous. I'm pacing. And you know, I felt like, you know, little Bobby Fesco from, you know, middle school and high school days again, watching Patrick Ewing and the boys play.
Well,
I was a little bit bigger back then, but the little fat Bobby rolling around going, yeah. There's Patrick Ewing. There's John Starks. There's, you know, Reggie Miller getting trash talked by Spike Lee and all this kind of stuff. Like, it brought back childhood a little bit last night and started to think about some of those old Boston games. And then they showed the old Celtic footage of the last time these two teams played this late in the playoffs in 1984 and all this stuff and the old Boston Garden. I'm getting all the feels back and people are smoking cigarettes in the arena back then and it's glorious. And I'm like, this is fun. And then the Knicks start this comeback and absolutely wipe the floor with the Celtics. I mean, you're up 20 at home, bro. You got
to win that game.
You have to win that game. And that's why I do. I do go back to bad coaching on this one because you need to take timeouts. You need to stop runs. You need to change things up. The Knicks went on a 31-11 freaking run last night in that game. Like, that's coaching. Bobby Mitola needs to call timeouts and stop the thing and go inside and play, slow it down a little bit instead of launching threes. And if you can't get through to your players in the postseason, then you don't need to be there as the head coach of the team. I mean, we saw Jokic coaching up the freaking Nuggets last night, you know, in their game.
They don't have a coach.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like you have a coachless team that won again, and you have a team with a coach that is a useless figure on the sidelines for the Boston Celtics. Like, you should be pissed. Your coach sucks, and he cost them the game.
He's a fantastic coach. He had a bad game last night. There's no question. So did the Celtics, to be fair. 15 of those 60, that was their three-point.
15 of 60.
25% from the line. And you watched the game, guys.
They missed 45 three-point shots.
And not all 45 of those misses were even close to contested. A lot of those were wide open that they make. So I'm like, what are you supposed to do? But I agree with you. Come that fourth quarter, the Knicks are back in that game. There are two things that worked for you. Your Jays inside. Jason and Jaylen Brown could get
in
inside.
The garage is where you have the Jays,
by the way. 100%. Yeah. They're bigger. They're bigger. They're stronger. And they can get inside of that free throw line, get inside of that paint. And you saw that the mid-range game was working. So I'm sitting there infuriated like what you're saying, Bob, to why can't we go inside? You know, Jason Tatum shoots two contested threes at the end of the game. You've got Jalen Brunson on you. You're 6'10". You're the most athletic, biggest, strongest guy on the court. Go act like it. Demand some space. Demand the basketball. You're sitting there passing it to Jalen Brown. He's 1-for-10 from three. You're sitting there passing it to Derek White. Derek White's 4-for-16. Exactly. I never heard of him. All-NBA defender, third best player on our team. But the Celtics last night, man, this is the pros and the cons, right? You know, you look at their three-point basketball strategy, and when it works, it is beautiful. And when it doesn't, you say, hey, could you adjust? But he doesn't do that. That is what he does. He's live or die.
Okay, and that opens the big Pandora's box to this three-point stuff in the NBA. And really, analytics in all of sports. That's an analytically driven thing, whatever they did last night, right? That's why, again, keep the nerds at Harvard, let them figure out cures for cancer and things of that nature, and stay away from sports. Because what they never consider, and this is life in general, like with the stadium stuff going on, what you don't consider is, what if they do go to a vote and the voters say no? What is your backup plan? We don't have one, right? What if you have this analytical plan that goes out there and it's not working? Where is your backup plan? And there are so many people, and I think this is a good thing maybe, but like the more successful you get in life, the more money you make, the better you are at what you do, the bigger your ego goes, right? Mm-hmm. And you get to this point where you think everything we do is going to work and you never prepare for what happens if it doesn't work, right? And they always say failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And that's where a lot of these teams are that are so beholden to this analytic crap in sports is that they prepare all of this stuff and they miss 45 three-point shots and they have no way to adjust or change when it's not working. Because the analytics are nice because it's math, but there are humans involved. And math can tell you about humans. Maybe your wife is mad at you and you're having a bad day, or you're the guy out there who played for Mizzou and you're playing for Denver, you just don't feel like playing. Like, all of these kind of things, they don't factor in that human element and that human nature. Somebody just being cold, for that matter. You're shooting and missing 45 three, which is, I think, an NBA record, if I'm not mistaken, right? You're playing like that. Eventually, you have to take a timeout and pause that thing down and say,
Let's switch this up.
Yeah, where's our backup plan?
Yeah, I would have loved for that to happen.
And the Celtics didn't have a backup plan. And if you don't have a backup plan, you're left holding the bag going, what do we do next?
So I would say, devil's advocate to max defense, that's an anomaly. That's not going to happen. Brown's not going to go over 10 again.
True.
You play a 7-game series, and that whole theory that you just had won them a title last year.
100%.
Like, that's the same. It's the same team.
It is.
Perzingis not playing a lot kind of hurt.
Yeah,
right.
Need to figure out what's going on.
And then also, Jason Tatum's got to figure out how to guard OG.
OG was huge last night.
Tatum's got to figure that out a little bit. Also, the other thing, too, for the Celtics, you know, Tatum's your guy. At some point in a game, Brunson did his job. Brunson was like, hey, you know, my team stood up for me when I wasn't in the game. Then he came in, hit those two big, massive threes.
Massive.
The Karl-Anthony Towns tip-in was huge. So they were more
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Clutch, and they were bigger inside last night.
They were.
That's game one. Now we get six more, and the best thing for this show is that we continue to have this series.
Yeah.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host...
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.